game is very important. It's an NFC East, you know, a rivalry game, and you know, it's a lot at stake, and it's two good football teams, you know, that you know, kind of know each other real well, and I think it's going to come down to, you know, execution. But it's going to be a great game.
You know, look at a game like that, the Giants, what they did last year. You guys were in them, were kind of matched equally, and then they get to the playoffs, and you think about the run they had last year, and you think, David,
well, you know, I try not to look at it that way, but you know, New York Giants are a good football team, and they have a great quarterback in Eli, and they do a lot of good things on offense and some exceptional things on defense, and that's what makes a great football team. When you're able to gel together and put it all together, you're able to put on a run like that. And you know, we did pretty much the same thing, but it was just too late.
Mike, a lot is being made of all the turnovers you've had personally over these first three games. How concerned are you about the turnovers?
I'm very concerned about the turnovers. You know, being the competitor that I am, I understand that, you know, you have to protect the football. So, you know, I cut back on the interceptions last week and had two fumbles. And you know, but it's something that I know I can get corrected.
Mike, did Andy talk to you Monday about how his comments were kind of about you were interpreted as your job might be on the line here or on thin ice? Did he talk to you about that?
No, we talked about it. We spoke about it. But, you know, it wasn't anything serious. You know, it was, you know, we're in a position where we have to look forward to this week. We have to get ready for this game. That's what's most important. Any outside distractions, you know, become, you know, a deterrent to this team. So, you know, we're just trying to move forward and get ready for the next game.
Do you worry at all about job security when you know the turnovers are adding up?
No, not at all. You know, I know it can be corrected. You know, that's the most important thing. And, you know, I know I can get my job done, you know, week in and week out. But, you know, as a whole, you know, you have to go out there and put it all together. So, you know, that's what I'm focused on, man, and nothing in between.
Mike, did you feel like you needed a vote of confidence, though, after that? I mean, people could have taken that and interpreted, you know, like the job is on the line. Did you feel like you needed a vote of confidence from Andy?
Nah, I mean, I heard it, but, you know, I really don't pay attention to what's being said, you know, and unless I heard, you know, from Coach himself. You know, other than that, you know, we talked about it, and, you know, it's all about me going out and getting ready for this week against New York.
What stands out in your memory about playing against Brian Dawkins?
Brian Dawkins was a great player, man. I mean, I think the hardest hit I ever took came from Brian Dawkins. You know, he was an outstanding leader. Competitor and ambassador for the NFL.
Michael, the Giants defense, obviously, talk about that. You know, Nomanura and those guys. How much of a challenge do they present in terms of what they kind of contain them in their pass rush?
Well, they're a good football team. You know, they do some good things on the defensive front. You know, they have some veteran guys who've been around the block and you know, they got Super Bowl rings, so they know what it's like, you know, to play in the tough games. But you know, we just have to come out and play sound, play discipline, and, you know, try to put it all together.
Michael, as an offense, do you guys expect, with three games where the offense has struggled and not played 60 great minutes, do you expect some adjustments that we haven't seen? Is something that has to change for you guys to get your flow, rhythm down?
Nah, I pretty much expect us to go out there and put it all together at some point. You know,
doing the same thing that you've done the first 3 weeks, though?
Nah, I mean, it all depends. It all depends on what happened. I can't sit here and give you the game plan. All I can say is that, you know, we have to just play better.
Do you think you had trouble with blitz recognition Sunday? And if you did, you know, what was the problem after watching the film?
No, we had no trouble with blitz recognition. You know, everything is good with our offense. Everything is in sync. Everything is intact. You know, we just got to get better. You know, we eliminate the turnovers and start fast. We give ourselves a chance to win the game.
How important is the balance? I mean, get a running game going, of course that slows down that D-line.
You know, obviously it's important to balance everything out. You know, that's something that you know, we're gonna try to work on, but you know, it's at the coach's discretion. You know, we just have to, you know, to continue to go out and, you know, do what we're asked to do, you know, as a team and make the most out of our opportunities right now.
Two more questions.
Michael, you're talking about correcting turnovers. How do you go about doing that?
Just not doing it. But it's hard. You know, this game is tough. It's not as easy as it looks. You know, you look around the league, it's a lot of guys struggling right now. You know, and it's tough. You know, defenses are getting better. They're scheming. You know, we just have to, you know, make sure we do what we got to do in the moment.
Michael, you took a lot of hits on Sunday. How did
does your body feel after a game like this?
Feel good. I'm still standing upright. So, you know, ready to get on to the next game.
Mike, the referee's lockout is over. Looks like the regular refs are going to be back on Sunday. What's your reaction to that?
It's great to have the regular refs back. You know, nothing against the replacement officials. They did the best they could. You know, you got to understand that. You know, this is the NFL, and things can become a little crazy and a little different. It happens fast, and if you're not used to it, it's hard to adjust. So I take my hat off to them. They did the best they could.